Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Curry gets it, gets a switch, gets another screen, doubled, finds Butler at the foul line. Draymond to Horford, pump fake, looks up, finds Butler, top of the key, three, good! 6-point advantage. Butler's got 21, 35 seconds in OT.
Dub Nation, it's Jimmy Butler. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Well, thank you, Buckets. Apparently, Steph tried to get Jimmy to do the night-night with him after that shot. And he wouldn't do it.
It's just team basketball, man. Like, the reason he got that shot and was because we had kind of been really methodical, you know, possession after possession. And they ran out of stuff to guard. And, you know, him taking that shot was huge. And Draymond last year when we played Minnesota, he pulled the signature move out. I thought Jimmy was going to do it. He left me on an island. But I, appreciated the moment because he knows what it means to close out a game too.
Jimmy doesn't seem much like a night-night guy.
No.
Jimmy's just like, let's eat. Game's over.
And I watched the interview with Fitz and Buki because yep. Steph got pulled on ESPN. I was watching the NBC Sports Bay Area, Bob Fitzgerald coming up in a half an hour, and they're asking him all these questions, and they've got glee and they've got joy, and Jimmy's a cold piece.
Yeah.
Jimmy's just like, matter of fact, this, that, and the other. And at the very end, Glenn is like, yeah, and you know, Steph didn't miss a free throw and you missed one, so how about that? And Jimmy goes, well, I actually didn't miss that one. You go ahead and check the tape, and we're gonna get that one fixed. All right, guys, good night.
Is that like, what he said?
Basically, I'm paraphrasing, but he's like, yeah, I actually didn't miss that one. We're going to go to the tape.
Who's
and we're
going
to talk to the league office. And yeah, that actually wasn't a miss.
Okay, he's blaming the rim?
He was being, I mean, super tongue-in-cheek, but he delivers it with such seriousness. It's like, maybe it was the rim. I don't know. Maybe he's going to write a firmly worded email to the league and say, hey, you know what? I actually made that free throw.
Jimmy.
He's something else.
Yeah, he doesn't have time for night-nights. He's immediately working on his Buddy Hield, jokes, whatever he's going to bring out in the
audacity
in the postgame press conference. The whole team's got to flow. Steph Curry's night nights this year, he faked one in LA and then wouldn't do it. And then he did one last night, but it was super quick. Pow. Like, yeah. That's it. Hands down. Man down. But anyway, there's something where they're tiptoeing into it so far this year.
And you can't get too high after just two games, even though you won a game that was lost.
Oh.
I mean, I think it was lost like four or five different times, and yet you found a way. And I'm looking at the Jimmy Butler three, And earlier in that possession, he's got a wide open foul line shot, and Jokic was under the hoop, and he goes up to shoot it. 5 seconds on the shot clock, not terrible. No, kick it out to Al. Al almost leaves his feet. I'm like, ooh, ups and downs, no. Dribble, Jimmy drifts back for three, and then pow, straight ahead. Should have been a night-night, but it wasn't. But yep, that's sort of a basketball IQ where he's got a mid-range to put him up five, but nah, I don't really, this is probably not the best shot we can take.
That's what Steph just said. We were super methodical, yep, and they ran out of stuff to guard. I love that. 888-957-9570, indeed Fitz will be here in just about 23 minutes. John McClain is going to be in just over an hour. Wonderful, long time NFL writer in Houston, because we do want to do some Niners today for sure. It is official. Mac Jones is the starter this weekend at quarterback. Ricky Pearsall will not be in again. We knew Bryce Huff was out, so a lot of the particulars. D'Amador Lenore is, I guess, the one question mark. He's been listed as questionable. He's got questionable concern,
right,
for D'Amador Lenore, and that's a big one, and we don't know yet if he's playing in this game. But Houston's super banged up, too. Their wide receiver core is out. Their offensive line is awful. Can we get an interception this week? I don't even care if it's like something that bounces off of somebody's shoulder pad and somebody's waiting for it. Can we get an interception this week? How many games are we at?
It is, there's been seven this year?
Seven this year.
And I believe seven last year? It was week 11.
14 games?
I wrote down the number of passing attempts, and I might have thrown it away, darn it, but it's, I was going to use it in higher or lower today, but it's only about 430 straight pass attempts that have not been intercepted. Not close enough to the Steve Kerr number, though. We're playing off Steve Kerr's career win total, which is mid-500s, and I was like, ooh, maybe this would be a good one. But it's only been about 430 pass attempts.
Okay, yeah, well, only.
Right.
Can we, like, I don't know, can you catch one of them just for fun so it's not us and the Jets that don't have a pick this year?
The Niners and the Jets.
Nice.
You're welcome.
I
two teams without a pick.
Let me say this for the 8 millionth time this year. How are they 5-2? How? Everybody's hurt. You don't pick the ball off. You've run the ball well once.
Yep.
You're 5-2.
Right.
Quarterback's barely played. They're 5-2. It doesn't make any sense.
They are a +7 point differential. The Eagles are +5, and they're also 5-2.
Also 5-2.
The Commanders are a +10, and they're 3-4.
Yeah.
So it's not as, you know, as clear cut as the way we think or maybe make it, but this year they're winning the games that last year they lost. That would be my, that's the headline.
No doubt. So anyway, we'll get back to that in an hour. Steph Curry's the best thing I've ever seen. That's kind of where
that's your headline.
Yeah, that's it. Steph, that's just the best damn thing I've ever seen. Like, let me bring you into my living room last night. Super fun. So little guy gets, and boy, he's got to work on his timing because he keeps ending up in the shower during the good stuff.
Ah, come on.
I'm like, dog, will you just shower at halftime? This is so easy. But kids, they never want to go take a bath or a shower. I don't know what the deal is. Doesn't hurt.
You don't pay the water bill.
Yeah, you come out feeling fresh, and you're going to get to see the good stuff. But no, they just fight. So anyway, off he goes, which is good because then the couch has got a little more room. And so he's in the shower. And then big guy, he loved that first three. He's just like, you have got to be bleeping me. And then, because he's old enough to say that, and then Aaron Gordon hits another three, and then we go to commercial. Off we go to commercial, and then again the inexperience of my kids, these rookies. Up he goes and off to the restroom, and then I'm sitting in that room by myself. They come out of timeout, and Steph does that 1.2 second possession. You're just like, boom, shot. Bang, tie. I'm like, wah! And I'm like clapping and fist pumping and screaming in a living room by myself.
Yeah.
And so I got two people yelling at me from two different bathrooms. What happened, Dad? I'm like, you gotta be here now.
Yes.
You got, like, this is on you. You all are wrong.
You gotta time up your activities, your bathroom activity.
Yeah.
You need to yuck in.
So big guy came out first and he's like, you gotta back that thing up. And I'm like, I'm back. Yeah, well, we're at commercial, so it's fine.
Okay.
I'm like, here.
You don't do delayed TV. You like it live.
No.
We're going to do it live.
We're going to do it live.
Yeah.
We're going to do it live. So anyway, you know, kids, they
yeah,
learn.
Yeah, yeah.
They learn. It takes them
a
thousand years.
I'm by myself in my little office man cave, and I'm just going Feliciano, Friedel, even one of them warranted a Cassell for me. Because I'm just in there laughing.
Yeah.
It's like, you got to I mean, basically, Steph hits it from 36, and I'm not going to scream and, you know, waken baby syndrome, but I'm just in there.
I'm so glad I'm past that. I
don't mind a silent.
Every stage is good, but I already told you the story about when the Giants beat the, I think must have been the Royals, the third World Series, 2014. Jude's 5 months old and asleep
on
my chest when Romo struck out. Kansas
the pop
City,
fly the to pop Sandoval. Fly.
Yeah, when Bumgarner gets the pop fly to Sandoval, and I had to do the whisper cheer, like they won a World Series, and I'm like, yes. Hey, I'm so glad that I can now just scream and cuss in my own home.
It's great.
Wonderful.
And then again, it was just
a bad word there.
A Thursday in October.
Yeah, so it's game two.
Right. I wasn't ready to like lock in on a sports bar and be surrounded by maniacs. It's a Thursday in October. So yeah, I'm just in there laughing. And then I walk out after regulation. My wife goes, "They lose?" I said, "No, baby, we got overtime." Yeah,
yep. All of them go to overtime. By the way, the Oklahoma City Thunder. Interesting kind of approach that they've taken to the year. All games will go to double overtime and piss Warrior fans off by getting in the way on TV.
Right.
This is apparently the Thunder's whole approach this year. To me, it feels exhausting, but okay. If you want to play six quarters every time you're supposed to play four, knock yourselves out, champs. Do it. But they're doing it every single time the Warriors are getting ready to play a basketball game.
Nuggets, 131 points, low scores of the night. There were only two games, but their buck 31 came in fourth place.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
What was the final score of the Thunder game? And they beat Indiana, right?
Yeah, Indiana debuting. It was 140 to 130 something, something like
Shea
that.
Shea scored 50-something and 26 free throws.
So both games had extra time. Both games had a 50-point scorer. And, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, because Shea went, you said 55?
Yep. 141-135. Siakam with 32 in a loss.
Damn. I think everybody just wanted to give a shout out to Chauncey. Everybody hit the over last night.
Yep.
I'm sorry. Is it too soon?
Nope.
Thank you. Let's go to
that's too soon.
Danny in Mountain View. It is. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll go do that at 5:45.
I mean,
we can have fun in the 5 o'clock hour. We got a higher or lower.
Yep.
Dibs has got a double pick Friday.
Lucas is a defending champ in higher or lower.
I don't like this.
I gotta Google that.
I don't yike it at all.
No. Nope.
Let's go to Danny in Mountain View. Hi, Danny. What are you doing?
I'm just reveling in the conversation. You know, I called and your call screener reminded me of who they were playing. I'll never forget, I think it was Steve Kerr's first year coaching Steph. And Steph had this gravity, down in, the half court. He was dribbling, step to the left, step forward, step to the right, step back, and had four guys literally around him and makes the shot. And they immediately cut to Kerr, the cameras, and he's like, "Why aren't you passing?" And then all of a sudden he sees the ball go in and he just looks up, turns around to his coaching staff, says, "Oh my God, that's Steph Curry."
Yeah. Yeah. Like it's a process, right, Danny? I think for all of us, because Steph Curry's shots often look like terrible shots. And thank you, Danny. Great to hear from you. That is one of the metrics that I think allows me to kind of come in saying what I'm saying today, which is of all the greats, whatever sport you're talking about, I don't think anybody matches Steph on degree of difficulty. How could they? How could they? He's smaller than all of them. He's the smallest superstar in sports. And he's doing whatever he's doing further away from the scoring zone than anybody else. Like, he's one of one. You know, a lot of these other greats were like, you do what you do better than others. Steph is the only one who does what he does. That's kind of how I look at it, at least.
Well, other people do what he does, but he does it with more regularity, and the way he does it, it tends to be in more dramatic fashion. And just looking at the list of guys who have 10 or more threes in a game, he's got 25% of those all time. And last night wasn't one of them.
Yeah, Aaron Gordon had 10.
Right. And last night he didn't even have 50.
Right.
And I'm going to have to bring out my list in my locker of his 50-point games. He's got a bunch of them. But, yeah, last night he didn't lead the game in scoring. And I loved our poll yesterday, our engagement poll. And pay the other. Pay the somebody else.
Steph not only was the one who won the poll, the engaging Dub Nation poll, who would score the most, it was either Steph, Jokic, Jimmy, or other.
Yep.
But imagine a scenario where we come in talking about another overwhelming night of Steph Curry greatness, but he doesn't win the poll, and neither do the other two dudes.
Right. 3% of the people got it right on someone else. And even if we did a separate poll of who would the someone else be, I don't think that Aaron Gordon would have even made the top four in the someone else poll.
You asked me at one point who would be the fourth person, and I went probably Jamal Murray.
Correct, yeah. Jamal Murray,
I think, would have been the next answer.
Right, and you might have even thrown Buddy Hield in there because Buttered can get hot, but Aaron Gordon was simply unguardable, and 50's not enough.
What are the Warriors, like, this is a conversation for 5 months from now. What are the Warriors going to do about Aaron Gordon? I mean, maybe they won't have to face off with him, but...
Well, they got a big one coming against Denver. NBA Cup.
Oh, God.
At Denver. You could throw the records out when the NBA Cup is on the line.
No, I would throw Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler out of the game. I would tank that sucker. That's a load management special, if you ask me.
Jokic, Curry, the cup. Don't miss it tonight. You won't be able to find it. Because we don't know where it is either.
Because the Thunder are in their third overtime period.
Totally.
Stand by. The Warrior game will start momentarily. Oh, my God.
Before Aaron Gordon, the last guy to have 50 in a game, not Steph Curry, Isaiah Joe.
Isaiah Joe.
Your last three 50 burgers going backward, Gordon, Joe, Curry. Isaiah Joe. Last April.
You remember that game last year, Warriors-Nuggets late in the year, when Jokic missed the game and Denver won? Aaron Gordon had 38 in that game.
No, they can't stop him. They have nobody who can stop Aaron Gordon. It happens every time. Last night was just Exhibit A, I think.
I felt bad for my guy Will Richard because he got switched onto him. And Gordon, you could see him like, yeah. He put on the bib and he pulled out his knife and fork. And he's like, ooh, yeah. He does one dribble to the baseline. Richard bodies him. Whoop.
Yeah.
Bodies him. Whoop.
Gone.
And then it was an and one. And Will's like, hello, guys. I'm not that big. I'm giving away 90 pounds.
He's like, coach, is that how it's supposed to work?
Dude.
Yeah.
Pods is like, take a charge, Rook.
Steph ended up on him on one play. I mean, just throwing anything at him. I'm like, that. Well, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
Dude, he was unbelievable.
And now he can shoot threes.
Oh, my.
Like, it used to be, oh, let him shoot. Just, you know, keep him away from jumping off the floor and dunking on you. But now he's hitting 10 threes. Come on.
He not just can shoot threes. He's incredible at shooting threes. What was his percentage last year? Did he shoot like 45% or something from three?
Something like that.
He's
42,
out of his mind.
Yeah. Yep.
Right now, I would say he could lay claim to most underrated player in the game. I mean, because he's Jokic's teammate, you don't even think of him.
43.6% last year.
Come on!
Deep. He's shooting 91% from deep this year.
He's going to double his percentage this year. 10 of 11, is that where we ended up?
Yep.
My God. Dude, he's fantastic, and they have no answer for him. So, anyway, that'd be my early vote for, I hope we don't see them in the playoffs, just because of that guy. It's actually not even, I mean, Jokic is that's a problem for anybody.
Sure.
But there's something about Aaron Gordon and the Warriors that just does not match.
Jokic goes 2-for-13 from three, and you need overtime to beat him because Aaron Gordon was bananas.
No doubt. All right. 888-957-957. We'll keep on going. How about Matt in San Rafael? Hi, Matt. Thanks for the call.
Hey, guys. So you were talking about Steph. I'm a little long in the tooth. I've been a Dubs fan since 73 and went to games growing up. I tell my three now adult sons that they every time they watch Steph play, they should take into account the rarity of what they're experiencing, because like it's we've been able to see a team that was historically bad suddenly become a powerhouse, all quite honestly because of one guy. I know they had Clay, I know they had Dre, but this is all because of Steph. And the show he puts on every night, the effort he gives for the crowd as well as for the game, it's amazing. The thought I had is if he was 4 inches taller, there would be no dispute that he was the best player of all time. But because he's so little and does what he does, no one can really believe it. No one can believe that he's doing what he's doing amidst these Giants. I mean, last night you're watching Aaron Gordon, and it's like you see him standing next to Steph, and it's like watching a father with a child.
Right.
Just right. Amazing.
Yeah, you can't see, and we were talking about that. Matt, thanks for the call. Great stuff. We were talking about that earlier, and obviously Steph, the gravity of Steph is so much more than any of these other players, but there is this dynamic, and we've already gone through it with Steph because we've known this for years now, but there's a dynamic you have to go through when a player doesn't look the part. We want our athletes to be very physically imposing. It's why when Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes or Joe Burrow walks onto the field, you're like, okay, I get it. Lamar Jackson had to go through it because he is thin and he's small. And then you're like, oh, he's elite at other stuff.
Well, he also was really inaccurate.
As was Josh Allen.
Sure, right.
When he started, right? We all have to go through the process of showing everyone you're really good, but some athletes have to go through the process twice. You have to show everyone you're really good, and then you have to make them believe that their physical deficiencies aren't going to be the death of them. We're still going through it with Brock Purdy. And again, I know people go, "Why? He's not." No, he's not on that plane. You know, we were talking about why the whole, like, I think it's one of the dynamics with this whole Jonathan Kuminga, Brandon Pajemski thing. Jonathan Kuminga, you watch him walk into a room, you're like, damn, that's an elite-looking basketball player. Pods looks into the room, and you're like, college professor? You know what I mean? Like, what?
Guitarist in a 60s throwback band?
Who knows? Stand-up comic?
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, that does not look the part. And so I think when a player doesn't look the part, and they have an off night or even a bad play, it gets leaned into a little bit more because it's very easy for us fans to point to, oh, they can't. We've already gone through it with Steph.
Right,
it's
over.
We've gone to the
That's
other
done.
Side. Yeah.
That's done.
But we did have to do it at a certain time.
Early on in his career, sure, and when he won the championship, there were still some doubters, and then when you go out and you lead the league in scoring and you're unanimous MVP and you win another title, and then you win another title, it's like, okay, there's nothing left to say. And, you know, when we get into best player of all time, I always hesitate to go that far because there are two sides of the ball, and you've got guys like Jordan and Kobe who were, you know, 10 and 12 time all defense, and like Jordan led the league in scoring 9 times and Kobe led it 4 times. And so for me, there is the defensive part of it. Steph's better on defense than he was last night. Another big defensive play the poke away steal. And the one that isn't going to get enough attention, and we'll go back to the phones, but I want to make sure that this gets out there. They have a foul to give. He gets switched on Jokic. Jokic is starting to back him down, and Curry fouls him.
Yep.
Curry just straight fouls him. He tried to steal it, but that is an elite defensive play because you've got one to give, and you're in trouble with Jokic backing you down, so you commit the foul.
How many times do we make the point, and I think a lot of it gets lost on us because the game is moving so fast, but the Warriors often outthink their opponent, and last night was definitely one of those nights. Play you just pointed out, even his huge three to tie the game to send it to overtime, there was a lot of intelligence in the fact that he took that so fast because he's like, I'm not letting Denver play the foul game. I'm not letting you foul me. We're just going to shoot it right now. And you're like, but you won't make that. And he's like, but I will. And then he does. Lottie, you want to weigh in on this? Stay right where you are. 888-957-9570. We're going to get Bobby Fitz into this conversation as well. On the call last night, on the call tonight, we're sponsored by Surfside. Golden State Warriors are back. Cheer on your Warriors with an ice-cold Surfside. Only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, 0 bubbles. So it's easy to sip and enjoy. Not a seltzer, it's Surfside. Proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. This is Willard and Dibbs.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Murray double-team ball batted away by Curry. Kuminga's got it. It's a foot race. He steps around Murray and lays it in. A little Euro step for Kuminga. Warriors up by 3. David Adelman calls time.
Bay Area, this is Jonathan Kuminga. You're listening to Wheeler and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
A little Euro step for Jonathan Kuminga. I mean, of all the snapshots through 2 games that scream Kuminga growth, he's running away on a breakaway, and instead of trying to dunk someone's head, the man Euro steps.
Right. D-cell, step, and then oh so gently laid in.
Yes.
Gross, man.
Yes. Yes. I feel like Meg Ryan in
When Harry Met Sally.
When Harry Met Sally. Yes. Yes.
I'll have what she's having.
Yes. All right.
Billy Crystal's mom, by the way, who delivered the line right after. She goes, I'll have what she has.
Is it really?
Billy Crystal's mom.
Know
a little
that.
Trivia. Look, who are we dealing with here?
Well, we're about to be dealing with Bob Fitzgerald.
Which somebody is, even smarter than me.
Yeah, like a sound for sore ears, man. I always love it when we get back to Warriors season and we get to hear this voice on the River Islands guest line. It's Fitz, everybody. Hey, my friend, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic. That was fun, huh?
I'll tell you what, I mean, I thought the playoffs were in April. I didn't know they were starting in October.
Seriously.
I mean, open with the Lakers, open at home with Denver. Like, man, that, talk about a high-level regular season game. That was fantastic.
Well, actually, I'd love for you to speak to that, because I thought one thing that was interesting down the stretch is sort of the want to that Steph Curry and the Warriors group showed this early in the season, and once it got into overtime and the Warriors had the lead, it very much looked like Jokic was not interested in matching that intensity.
Yeah, the thing about Steph and Draymond and Jimmy Butler and Al Horford is that if you think about lottery winners in life, you win the lottery, you don't work harder. You don't look for more money. You're just like, I won the lottery. I'm putting my feet up. I got $60 million bucks. These guys have all these accomplishments, and yet their compete level is so high that, yeah, they're like, we're not going to lose this game. I mean, Steph missed the layup, and then Aaron Gordon hits a three, and you're down three with 26 seconds left. You think, oh, they got you tonight. No, we're going to force overtime and go ahead and win it. I thought Jokic missed a couple shots that he normally makes. You know, that baby hook at the end, I thought for sure was going to be the game winner, and it rimmed out. And so sometimes that happens, but Aaron Gordon was incredible. Jamal Murray was incredible. Jokic still had a triple-double. You know, Steph, Draymond, Kuminga, Horford. I mean, there's so many guys that played well. It was just a great basketball game for both teams. Two elite teams in the West. Two teams are going to be heard from all year long. And Denver had haunted the Warriors nine straight until the win in April. Now the Warriors have beaten them back-to-back, which is great.
When you look at the end game, Bob, I don't want you to be too critical of a brand new coach, but you call timeout and you let the Warriors get their defensive unit back on the floor. Might they have played that one a little bit differently late in the game?
Yeah, the only thing that I always wonder, and I go back to like Michael Jordan scoring over Brian Russell, when the Warriors were up or down three with 25 seconds left, Steph Curry is going to shoot a three. I'm putting three guys on Steph Curry. Yeah. If someone else hits a three, I shake their hand and go, hey, we're going to overtime or whatever. But why teams continue to let the best players beat them at the very end is insane to me. Send multiple guys at somebody and dare a lesser guy to hit a wide open shot. I don't understand it sometimes in the NBA. But, you know, I thought David Adelman coached a really good game. I thought they had great ball movement. They kept going Aaron Gordon. They run that high pick and roll, you know, with Jokic and Murray whenever they want to go home to mom type of thing. But as hot as Gordon was, I might have ridden a little pick and pop and kicked it out to Gordon. But, you know, calling a timeout and this team can sub in this, I mean, we're getting into kind of minutia. That isn't what decided the game. It's Jokic's shot rimmed out, and Steph hit a shot from the Ferry Building that was incredible. So that's the beauty of it. I mean, it's the high-level games come down to, you know, a play or two or a shot made. But, man, that was just a pulsating victory with the crowd just going nuts the whole time.
You know the voice. It's Fitz with us here on Willard and Dibbs 95.7. The game, Warriors at Portland tonight. Got to turn right around and do this again. Fitz, I know we say stuff like this a lot, and it's only just game two, but you watched last night, and I was very much today inspired to say this, and I mean it. 50 years on planet Earth of watching sports, I saw Montana, Rice, MJ, Tiger, Brady, whatever. To me, Steph Curry is the greatest thing I've ever watched when it comes to sports, just as far as a consumer. This is the best thing I've ever seen. What's your reaction to that?
It's hard to argue. I mean, Michael Jordan would be up there. Walter Payton would be up there. Montana would be up there. But that's why I try to implore people, like seeing Sinatra or Elvis or Jay-Z or the Rolling Stones or whatever, please get out to see Steph Curry. I mean, that just in your life, be able to say just what you said, Mark, is that I saw Steph Curry. You know, like, I get to see Steph Curry all the time, and I never take it for granted. It's just that his like will not be seen again. He has changed the geometry of the entire sport. There's 8 billion people on the planet. He shoots the basketball better than anyone in the history of our civilization. Like, please do not let that go by and his career end where you never got to experience that or see him live. I mean, that is why going to a Warrior game on a Tuesday in February still matters, because you get to see Steph Curry.
you just never know. Mark and I have been joking all day, Fitz, about that being a Thursday in October, and yet here we are spending a whole show on a football Friday talking about a couple of 30-plus footers and an OT win. Oh. So I just keep waiting for it. I'm not hoping it happens soon, but at some point, I guess there'll be slippage, Fitz. I mean, are we ever going to see this guy slip?
I'll tell you what. I mean, you know, you think of Brady playing quarterback till 45 years old or whatever the hell it was. You know, these guys have extended things as much as, I mean, I love Jordan. I still think of LeBron, you know, yeah, well, you know, at age 40 and 23 years in the league and stuff like that, everything is being extended. We're seeing it all in sports. I mean, remember when a 50-yard field goal used to be a big thing?
Yeah.
Now guys just rope 60-yarders like they're nothing, and the Jacksonville guy hit a 71-yarder in preseason. Like, just our normal realms of sports are just being expanded and pushed. And so, Steph, I'm never going to be the person to say, well, you know, he's on the decline. Whatever. Like, he just keeps showing every year that how many guys are better than him in the sport right now? I mean, he's in the top five, top six still, and has been for 17 years. I mean, it's really remarkable.
Fitz, there's no way we should get through this conversation without getting your reaction to what you're seeing, Jonathan Kuminga's maturation. What stands out to you in these first two games?
Well, it really started in preseason. His passing is better than it has ever been, ever in his career. You know, the Laker game, he has an open court drive and he finds Horford at point blank range. He has a give and go and he hits Draymond when he's posting up. Draymond, you know, on a cutting layup instead of trying to bulldog Jamal Murray and go one on one with Jokic kind of lurking there. His awareness, his passing, his ability. And all young guys go through this. You get in the league, I want to score, and that's how I'm going to be famous and score. And then you realize, how can I impact winning? Scoring is important, sure, but rebounding and passing and defending and scoring is how you stay on the floor and how you impact winning. And I just think Jonathan's passing has been remarkable, and I think his rebounding, starting with that Laker game, You see multiple tall dudes jump up for a ball and then someone elevate above all of them and just snatch it away. And you're thinking, yes, this can be another part of his toolkit that just makes him a remarkable player. So incredibly pleased with how Kuminga had the preseason and certainly the first couple games of the regular season.
And even when he doesn't get the rebound, Fitz, he's in the mix and he's getting the ball to be batted around
perfect
a little
dibs.
Bit. Yeah,
perfect dibs. That's high level noticing on your end, because that's exactly right. Is that the effort and going for it, and I like the phrase, being in the mix, he's too great an athlete to just sit by and let Pajemski and Steph and these guys battle for rebounds when JK can have a big difference in all those plays.
Yeah, he out-rebounded Pods, which is kind of cool. I mean, Pods is like the captain recycler who gets those rebounds. Hey, what do you think is a bigger factor for JK? Is it contract contentment or the Jimmy Butler big brother influence?
You know what? I think I'm going to mash those together. I think Jimmy and Steph kind of started it. Hey, business is for the off season. Basketball's for the in season. I don't want to hear contract stuff. I don't want to hear business stuff. You know, that happened, and now you're here, and let's just worry about basketball. And I think Jimmy's saying, look, I've been through tons of contract stuff too, but just play good. It'll be good for you. It'll be good for the team. It'll be good for everybody. And you can't worry about six different things in your life all at the same time. Just worry about being, you know, the team loves him. I mean, that's the one thing about Jonathan. Steve says it all the time, too. He's a great kid. He's a good guy. Like, you know, that's the thing. Business sucks, you know, in sports for all of us. And so it's just one of those where let the business stuff go away. Just be a great basketball player. Be a great teammate and be in the mix of a team that really likes you. And I think that's where he's at right now.
A couple things on the roster and the rotation, especially tonight. We know Al Horford is not going to play. Also, it's an early back-to-back with a plane flight and an overtime game. Like, how do you see the Warriors attacking a night like tonight?
Yeah, I mean, three games in four nights is always weird. And then three games in four nights with the back end of a back-to-back and a travel on it and overtime. You know, this is not where Steve, you know, presses the accelerator on everybody's minutes. So it's great to get Moody back tonight. You're going to see Trayce Jackson-Davis get to play, Quentin Post get to play. I think, you know, Steph and Draymond and Jimmy, I mean, they want to win, so it's not like they're going to dip out. But Portland is athletic and large and gave Minnesota all they wanted the other night. So there's going to have to be some ancillary guys that have big games that they kind of kick in so the minutes don't have to have Steve run these main guys into the ground. So I think you'll see early substitutions and a longer rotation for a game like tonight.
How do the puzzle pieces this year fit better than they did last year, especially once everyone gets healthy?
Well, you know, it's more puzzle pieces, if that makes sense, is that, you know, this was, if you take the second half with Jimmy and you go 23-7 or whatever, you know, then you add Horford and you're going to add Melton and you add Will Richard, and then you add another year onto Quentin Post and Trayce and Kuminga and Moody and Pajemski. So I think with Jimmy, you saw this is how they can win, but now you're just adding a couple better players in Horford, you know, and then eventually Melton, but then just adding a year of service onto other guys that matter too. So I think that's where they're kind of set up, is that they got a formula. But nice thing is, you want to play double big, all right, they'll deal with that. You want to play fast and run, they can deal with that. You want to play a perimeter game, great. You want to grind it out and play defense, like, this team is kind of situated to kind of battle you in a lot of different ways with a lot of different skill sets.
Bob Fitzgerald with us, Willard and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. Fitz, I like, this is obviously, A, it's a good problem to have. B, it's not a now problem. Maybe it's not even a problem, but a lot of us were sitting around the other day kind of trying to figure out, based on what we've seen, what would Seth Curry's role be on this team when they bring him back here in a handful of weeks? What do you see as possible?
Well, I mean, you can never have enough shooting. Never. And so, I mean, this is one where, is Buddy firing on a given night, or is Seth out there? Is Melton feeling good, or do you want to give him a day or two? Is Steph on a back-to-back, or he's played a bunch of games in a certain time and you don't have as many guard minutes there? Do you have to sit Jimmy in a game, and so your guard rotation gets a little different? It's just another weapon to have. And then the other one is, end of a quarter, end of a game, I want to put 3 or 4 3-point shooters out there. You got to guard Seth Curry. I don't care if he's played 5 minutes, he's been sitting there. This guy's a 43% three-point shooter. So I put Steph and Seth and Buddy all out there. Now teams have to make defensive, you know, choices. So I just think that's a great value add. And I'm really looking forward to Seth being here, not only for the brothers to be together. I love Seth as a guy, and I think it's just kind of fun. So, you know, they'll get around that, this apron stuff and this cap stuff, and deal with it mid-November when they need to. But it's just another weapon with someone who chose to go somewhere to win like Al did, and that's where the Warriors afford guys later in their career now that this is a chance to come win.
Love watching this team at the foul line. I think Jonathan Kuminga is still a little scary, but in general, they're a great free-throw shooting team. And you guys were asking Jimmy in the post game yesterday about his free throwing, and just throughout that whole interview, he seemed so serious. Is that really how Jimmy is all the time, or is that kind of his front-facing media persona?
It all depends. I mean, I think Jimmy can be serious. I think he'd be funny. I was fooling around with him at breakfast this morning. Like, he's whatever he feels like being, that's Jimmy, and he handles it all well. I think it was more like, it's game two, let's not jump up and down and have a parade. And then I think because we had him do the post game, he's always, you know, hey, you know, Draymond played great, and Steph played great, and Al played great. And so he's like, why are you putting a headset on me type of thing? You know, so Jimmy's just been fantastic. Like, people, you know, you have to judge people by when you interact with them and when you get them at their time in their life. But I think Jimmy is in the perfect spot, and we're so fortunate to have him on 52 levels right now.
Bob, Steve has talked a lot so far about feeling like the puzzle pieces don't always fit, but they really do in his eyes so far. I think we're seeing that. I think we get it. But how would you compare the puzzle fit now versus the last few years?
Different, because they never had a guy like Butler that doesn't turn it over, that gets to the free throw line, that you can post up, that can handle the non-Steph minutes. You know, so it's having another star there. Clay was always a star, but he was a perimeter shooter that, you know, if Steph got too much attention, kick out to Clay and have him score. But you can give the ball to Jimmy and run the ball through Jimmy, and then he's an excellent defender. So, and they've never had really a stretch five like Al, and then having Quentin Post as well. I mean, a guy who was a you know, a three-point shooter. You had Otto Porter and you had Bjelica and you had Saric, you had other guys that could do that, but not at this level, not at a five-time All-Star like Horford, who's been all defense and stuff too. So, you know, it's just different than the last couple of years. But, you know, the engine is Mr. Curry and Mr. Draymond Green and then Steve kind of pressing buttons, and they're going to be good. You know, that's the beauty of it, and that's the great thing for Dub Nation. It's 13 years of being amazing, and they got a 14th season staring them in the face.
Yeah, and so far so good. 82-0 still on the table, just saying. I mean, it's they won't go 0-82, we know that, but we've been raving about Will Richard around here. Mark Grandy and I got a chance to meet him in Summer League. How surprised are you at just how much he feels like he belongs so quickly?
Here's the thing. What has happened with drafting in
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The 50s in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're going to see Tumani Kamara, 52nd pick. You've got Trayce Jackson-Davis, 57th, Quentin Post, 56th, Will Richard, 52. And so, what about the value of these guys in the 50s? I know Manu Ginobili was in the 50s, too. But I think, you know, Cullen always makes fun of me, and I did this, you know this one, on the talk show time, Dibs, I say this all the time. I like four-year college guys. I just do. I think this league chews up and eats their young. You know, there's a reason Draymond is a winner. I just think that watching Tim Duncan go to school or Grant Hill go to school did not ruin their lives. Steph played 3 years. Michael Jordan played 3 years. The one and done, I get it money-wise and yada, yada, yada. But Will Richard is a grown man who played a lot of college basketball, played for an NC championship, and has come in as a rookie like, let me rebound, let me defend, let me run the floor, let me score, let me pass. Like, what a breath of fresh air just to watch a kid like that. And a grown, more of a grown man. You know, it's like all of us, where were you, Dan Dibley, Mark Willard, at age 18 versus age 22, 23? You're a completely different person.
Yeah, I was still a junior at Cal State Northridge, Bob, from 18 to 23. Yeah,
it was true for both of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but just the pressure, the monetary pressure and the travel and just going against grown men, you know, on a nightly basis that have, you know, no, they ain't treating you kindly as a youngster. They're trying to take you to the woodshed all the time. So, man, Mike Dunleavy and that scouting staff, from Pajemski to Trace to Quentin Post to Will Richard. I like Alex Tuohy, too, by the way. I'm telling you, he'll play a lot in Santa Cruz this year, but you watch Alex Tuohy, he's another very solid player. This scouting staff finds people, man. They've really put their work in and find guys that can play basketball.
I'm glad you brought that up. I have this theory, and maybe it's not even a theory, Bob. I just think all fans think that their favorite team sucks at drafting. Because it doesn't matter who you root for, you're able to point to the misses. But I'm glad you're pointing this out, because if you look at what the Warriors have done the last few years without a lot of assets, it's pretty impressive that they've got rotational players there.
Yeah, what I think is always funny about drafting is, you know, let's say the guy's the fourth pick in the draft, and like 8 years into his career, they're like, he was the fourth pick. Who cares? Like, after day one, once you've been drafted and you're on the team, I don't ever care where you were drafted again after that. I care whether or not you can play and if you're going to be a good player. Like, I'm going to watch Draymond Green tonight. He's a generational defensive player. I don't sit there and go, wow, he's the 35th pick. You know, 14 years later, I don't care. He's got four titles. He's an amazing player. And, you know, put the draft stuff behind you. Let that go. I just, people focus on it. They do it in the NFL, too. It's kind of, I never, you know, in Super Bowls, Tom Brady was a sixth rounder. Like, right. Yeah, let it go.
Bob, we're gonna let you go, but we're gonna do it again soon. Thank you very much. Great to have you. Great to hear your voice.
Hey, on a game day, and then I got to fly to Houston tomorrow for the Niner game on Sunday. I'm doing that for national radio. Like, to talk to you guys, it'd be one of the few people I would answer the bat phone for. So glad to do it.
Hey, you think the Niners have enough this weekend?
Yes. Okay. As long as they have Robert Saleh, they're going to put together guys that know how to stop people, and then just get it to McCaffrey and Kittle all the time, and you're fine.
There it is. There it is.
Safe travels, Fitz.
Safe flight, bud.
All right, see you guys.
Okay, there he goes. Bobby Fitz joining us here on Willard and Dibs. John McClain is going to join us in about 20 minutes. He's been covering the NFL, I think, since you were 10?
Yeah, and that's 70 years ago.
How old?
I think he's been doing it for...
How old are you?
I'm 57, so he's been doing it for probably 45, I would guess.
Here's what he said to me. He goes...
Will you help me with my phone?
Now, entering my 49th year.
I was 8.
Covering the NFL in Houston. He started when I was 1.
And I don't even think that the Oilers yet had Earl Campbell. That was the days of Dan Pastorini at quarterback. So there you have it.
Unbelievable. But he's awesome, and he's a ton of fun, and he has the same name as Bruce Willis's character in Die Hard, which is also really fun. And so he'll be on in about 20 minutes to talk about the Niners and the Texans. Until then, right back to your calls. West Side D, stay right where you are. You're going to be first up. 888-957-9570. Steph Curry's the best thing I've ever seen. Is he the best thing you've ever seen in your sports watching life? Or is there something else that rivals this? We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. This is Willard and Dibs.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.